Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, this was the weekend that it happened. It was my CrossFit competition that I had been worrying about. My teammates and I, they said, let's go up out of the, let's leave the novice, the beginner division, and let's go up to intermediate.
And you said, no.
Hell no.
No.
I can't do some of the movements, so why are we going to even try to do that? But they said, listen, you got to step up your game.
Okay.
There you
so
go.
We did, and we trained, and we worked for the past 3 months. Now, going into the day, I was thinking, you know what? We're just going to go out there, and we're going to have fun. It is okay. Now, this is where I almost left. So we get there, and our first event wasn't until like around 11-something in the morning.
Sure.
And so we had about 2.5 hours while we were watching everybody else compete in other divisions. So we were cheering people on. I got to see my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, competed
awesome.
The very first time. I was so proud of him. So then about 45 minutes before our first event, we had to go over to the warming up area to start warming up. And so as we were doing our movements, I look over and I'm like, wow, some of these athletes that are here warming up, they are so impressive. And the division up from intermediate is they call it RX. So that's sort of like the really elite people that...
Is that the top?
Yes, that's like the top of the top.
Oh.
And so it was like, I mean, some of the movements they were doing in the warm-up area, I was like, wow, like I could only hope to one day be that good. Like those people just, you know, they really work on their fitness. So we're finished warming up. We go over to the staging area to get ready. And then this is where I start to get nervous. And I'm like, okay, calm yourself down, Miguel. Remember your training. You've been working on it. You got it. As soon as you get on the floor, just do it.
Yeah.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
As we're lining up and some of the guys in our division start walking, some of the guys from the warm-up area that I thought, wow, those RX athletes are really great. They were in my division standing next to me.
Oh, no.
And these are guys that were like running circles around me in the warm-up area. So I'm thinking, I literally thought to myself, well, this is crap. Like, there is no way I can do this. Like, why am I even here? Like,
there is absolutely
no reason why I should be competing against these people that were basically like throwing up, you know, 300 pounds over their head in the warm-up area.
Hercules.
So I said, you know what? Let's do it. And that my teammates could see that I had that. You know, if you have someone, a friend that's about to get married and they have that, like, that flight or flight or fight or flight. Like, I was like, my eyes were darting around real quick. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. But we went out on the stage. They said go. And we did it. And I did it. And I worked hard. There were a couple of times that I looked over and I saw the guys that were really muscular, moving real fast, faster than I was. And I was trying to, like, hold my breath in. But we did it, and I will say that our first time in the intermediate division, we were not last.
Hey!
We were not last.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
We were 25th out of 29, but we weren't last.
There you go.
Last.
You were meant to be there.
Miguel, that's always been the goal. And if you weren't last in intermediate, dang.
Yes, I was very impressed, and I beat a friend of mine from another gym.
Wow.
His team was 26th, and we were 25th. So I was happy.
Yeah.
So, if you want to improve your fitness, it's scary and it is terrifying, but it's so worth it when you're on the other side of it.
Nice. Dear blog, I had to take my dog to the vet. By the way, just a quick tidbit. I had a crazy weekend. First, my dog fell down the stairs, basically.
Oh.
She's okay, although she's sort of not. She has like a hairline fracture in two places on her leg.
Look.
And it's in a place where they can't put a cast or a splint. So she's gonna like limp around on it. So
poor Nala
Carol is having a time. Well, so I obviously had to take her to like a vet, you know, emergency room on Saturday. So I took her and we're waiting in there and we're waiting for a long time. And this guy who looks a bit, you know, devil may care, if you will, comes in, starts making some chit chat with the woman at the reception desk, and they're talking about the weather and all kind of stuff, and I'm just kind of overhearing all this. The guy says, "Where are you from?" Originally, because I'm thinking he's hitting on her.
Hey.
Well, then she says she's originally from Arkansas, and he goes, "Oh, where's that?" And she goes, "Well, you know, it's not really too far from here." And he goes, I have no idea where that is." And before I could even stop myself, Miguel, I could not stop.
Insert yourself into the conversation?
Yep. Are you kidding me? I can't help it.
Holly.
I had to know one key fact.
Oh, no.
I had to ask, "Oh, are you from outside the U.S.? Because that's a legitimate question.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Like, maybe he was from another country, and if so, that would be super interesting. He wasn't.
No?
No, he's from upstate New York. I go, oh, and after he said, no, I just don't know where anything is, and I wanted so badly to, like, I actually pulled my phone out and started a tweet about it, but then I realized I was being judgy, and I didn't post it. And I'm trying to, you know, think of it in a good way. A lot of people don't remember where states are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just don't care, I guess. You know, that's fine. But I'm not going to judge you. But may I make a recommendation that you just maybe figure out the country we live in.
No.
Just the states.
No. Or just don't admit it.
Yeah. or yes. Or don't tell an entire waiting room of people that you don't know where one of the states is.
You know what? It's okay. I've always told you, Holly.
My butt is clenched up. I was so, like, I really had to hold myself back. And I did, because I don't want to be mean or rude, but also just look at a map.
As a person who has grown up in the South, I just feel like sometimes you have a spatial ignorance about what's around you, and
yes,
that just happens, and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, we still love our Americas.
Okay, just look.
Yeah.
Just look at a map every now and then.
Yeah. Hollywood is hot in Hollywood.
Okay, Ariana Grande shared some brain scans with us over the weekend, and everyone got a little nervous about what's going on with her. She talks about it at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.